My guest at this time is Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director at the Center for Immigration Studies, a very influential organization, as the ongoing immigration debate unfolds. We want to get his reaction now to exactly where the House Republicans are on this issue, given seemingly conflicting statements by House Speaker John Boehner in the last few days. We also want to get his thoughts on the tone towards this issue in the House of Representatives in general, and one suggestion on how Obamacare might actually be related to the immigration debate. And, sir, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Let's start with the speaker. This was last week. It was at one of his normal press briefings, and he was asked about where the House is standing right now in terms of passing something that could end up in a conference with the Senate immigration bill, and here's what he had to say.
The idea that we're going to take up a 1,300-page bill that no one had ever read, which is what the Senate did, is not going to happen in the House. And frankly, I'll make clear, we have no intention of ever going to conference on the Senate bill.
And so a lot of people read that as the immigration debate is dead, the amnesty bill is dead, but the very next words out of his mouth were this.
And so Chairman Goodlatte is working with our members and frankly across the aisle developing a set of principles that will help guide us as we deal with this issue. But let's understand something. I want us to deal with this issue, but I want to deal with it in a common sense, step-by-step way.
So where does this debate stand in the House right now, Mark?
Well, it's pretty clear that nothing like the Senate's bill is going anywhere. That was always clear. I'd kind of wished the Speaker had made this statement of his a long time ago, because the fear was, I've talked to people on the inside, and this really was the plan that he's now backed away from, was to pass a border security bill and then go to conference with the Senate. In other words, negotiate with the Senate and basically stick the Senate bill into the House bill and kind of present it to House members as an accomplished fact that they have to vote for. So that's off the table. But the other side is not going to give up. And so what the House is planning to do is pass targeted smaller bills dealing with particular issues, which is just a much more responsible way to make law instead of a gigantic 1,000-page Obamacare-style monstrosity. But what they're hoping is that they will be able to put all of those together and come up with a bill that does the same thing as the Senate bill. So that danger still exists. I mean, the likelihood anything is going to happen in Congress and actually reach the president's desk is a lot lower now than it even was a few weeks ago. But it's still possible, and so, you know, it's not as though Speaker Boehner's statement signifies kind of an end to the fight. We're going to be continuing to fight this for the next year until the midterm elections.
We're talking with Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies. And, Mark, there hasn't been much attention at all on what the House Judiciary Committee, which is what the Speaker referred to there, Chairman Goodlatte, has been doing in this piecemeal approach. You mentioned that piece by piece, when you put it all together, it's not that much different from the Senate bill. What have they already gone through?
There are still big legislation that they have not introduced that would make it more like the Senate bill. So far, what they've done is passed, and this is just out of the committee, so it would still have to be voted by the full House of Representatives. They passed actually a pretty good enforcement bill called the SAFE Act, very important to make sure that local and state police are able to work with immigration authorities. But they've also passed a bill to import more farm workers, foreign farm workers, and amnesty some that are already here. Another bill to give green cards to people who've gone to technical education in the United States. And what they're working on is a bill to amnesty the Dreamers, you know, illegal aliens who came here as kids, and another bill, this is the talk anyway, which would amnesty all the other illegal aliens, but instead of giving them a green card, which would lead to citizenship, what I've heard is they're talking about giving them just work visas that would make them legal. They'd be able to stay and work and have Social Security numbers and driver's license and all that, but wouldn't lead to citizenship. But it's still an amnesty. I mean, it would legalize everybody. So there's still going to be a lot of fun and games over the next year on immigration.
Let's talk about a couple of political developments that have happened, of course, in the past few weeks. Number one, there was the government shutdown, and while the Republicans certainly took at least a brief hit in public opinion over that, one of the reports I read is that it resolved the House conference a little bit more to the right than it had been, and it seems as though that's also the case on immigration, where there had been a lot of Republican members kind of on the fence. They see where the National Party, the Chamber of Commerce, is coming in favor of major immigration legislation, and they see the more conservative base of the party very much against what the Senate has proposed, and they've moved more in the conservative direction. Have you noticed that as well? Is that report accurate?
Yeah, I think so. Now, I'm not sure so much that those Republican members on the fence actually changed their thinking. I think what happened was the government shutdown, and then even more recently, the complete debacle of Obamacare has hardened views so that people say, look, we're not going to cooperate with these guys. We're not going to give Obama his signature second term victory, because his whole second term, the only thing he has left now that would, you know, salvage the wreckage of his administration is an amnesty. And why any Republican, even if they agreed with him, would save President Obama's political, you know, fortunes is beyond me. But also, you know, an amnesty, anything, this whole bill, it's not even just an amnesty, it also doubles immigration. It's an extraordinarily complicated thing. After the incompetence we've seen with the Obamacare rollout, does anybody think, even if you thought it was a good idea, that this administration could successfully implement all of that stuff? No, they'd screw that up too. So the Obamacare and the government shutdown, which is obviously related to it, make the whole immigration thing just a whole lot less likely to happen.
And that led right to my next point, is that comprehensive, quote-unquote, legislation that numbers in the hundreds or thousands of pages is not exactly the most popular way to go, at least on the right, and perhaps even more so on the left as time goes on here, given the reaction in recent days. I do want to get your reaction before we part ways here, Mark, on commentary from Colorado Democratic Congressman Jared Polis, who suggests that the best way to salvage Obamacare is to make sure that everybody in this country, including illegal immigrants, is covered by the Affordable Care Act. Here's what he said. American citizens are essentially being forced to pay for the health care costs of people who are here illegally every day until we pass comprehensive immigration reform. We're wondering why rates are going up. It's no surprise. When somebody doesn't have insurance, their costs are shifted onto other people that do. So basically, he's saying if you add these folks on, there's more accountability in the system. I'm guessing you don't see his logic.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hilarious, actually. I mean, this is the kind of thing I would expect from Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It's so dopey. The fact is that illegal immigrants are, you know, earn relatively low incomes. So if they were to sign up for Obamacare, which, remember, the Senate bill does not allow them to do that until, you know, 10 or 13 years in the future. So they're 10 years in the future after the bill passes. So the Senate bill doesn't even do what Congressman Polis says he would like. But the fact is that because illegal immigrants are low income, if they're legalized and can sign up for Obamacare, they would be much more likely to get the subsidies, taxpayer subsidies that other people are paying. So it would actually cost taxpayers more, be more expensive if they were to be signed up for Obamacare. So, you know, this is just another example of, you know, a Democrat congressman who just has no idea what he's talking about.
Mark, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Mark Krikorian is Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.